complete for $1 million top prize. That code is Chicago. It's only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The deals at Meijer.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't know what's more fun for me than running out like we did against Kansas City, you know, in the biggest game of our season in front of 70,000 people and coming away with a win. That was one of the great joys of my life. So when it does end, I mean, I think you can never go back as an athlete. And it's not like I'm going to retire for a year and then come back when I'm 43. I mean, I'm just going to keep playing. And when I feel like I don't want to make the commitment or I feel like, you know, I've had enough, then I've had enough. Again, that's not, in my view, this year, next year, the year after that. You know, I just want to keep playing because I really love it and I'm having a lot of fun.
We're still here!
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Tom Terrific on WEEI. And let's get out to Ryan Hannibal joining us, Mr. WEEI, covering the Patriots at Super Bowl 53. He's serious, right? He really is not retiring. He really has it in his eyes to play till he's 45.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going, guys? Yeah, he really isn't. And I think he's actually sort of becoming annoyed with the question. It seems like for the last, you know, week or two, every single interview he does, he's getting asked, you know, are you playing next year? And, you know, he doesn't really know how else he can say it, that he's definitely coming back. And it's, you know, hard. It's easy to see why he is coming back. I mean, you just looked at how he reacted after that AFC title game win. I've never seen him so excited after a win, after a game like that. And I think that just shows that he has the passion and joy that he did when he was a rookie in 2000 that he does now. He just really enjoys football. And I think, to me, I don't really know what he would do with his life outside of football. He doesn't really have, like, he enjoys the work. He enjoys the early mornings, the workouts, the nutrition, all that. That's part of his life now, and I think it's really hard for him to give it up, and that's why he's so determined to keep playing.
And he seemed to enjoy making comparisons to LeBron James yesterday when he talked kidded about being similar in jumping ability, shooting ability, athletic ability. But I think overall, Ryan, the point was that competitively, they're similar competitors, and I think that's the takeaway when you hear somebody compare a Tom Brady to a LeBron James.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you're no longer talking about Tom Brady as like the best player in football. Like now you're starting to make, you know, is Tom Brady the best athlete, you know, of this generation? I think that's why he's starting to get compared to LeBron James with obviously the number of championships being played. And I think, you know, you can make that comparison. And I think it really does come down to competitiveness being the number one trait with those players is they really, you know, just compete every single day and that's, you know, their lives. And this is where they are going to championship after championship every single year.
What, when we talk about him, you know, it wasn't that long ago that his wife talked about the idea that he had suffered some concussions and kind of played through them. And that was all sort of, no, that never happened. But I guess my question, Ryan, is how much will she play a part in his decision? Because I would imagine the only thing that can really stop Tom at this point from continuing on might be his wife.
Fully with you. I think she's the number one person in this whole equation. Like, I really do think that it's going to be her and his family that is ultimately going to be the thing that forces him to step away. And, you know, his kids are getting older. But I will say, like, you know, he missed all of OTAs last year. So that was sort of a compromise where, you know, instead of being at OTAs in April and May, he used that time to be with his family. And obviously it may have had some impact at the beginning of the season. But overall, I don't think it had that much impact. So maybe there's some give and take there where, you know, maybe you spend more of the off season with your family and kids, and then, you know, you're able to play, you know, another year or two. So maybe there's some give and take going on right there. I think the Patriots would surely, you know, take that trade off, you know, having him not go to OTAs, but give them another year or two. I think they sign up for that every single day.
So, Ryan, how would you describe the cringeworthy moment yesterday when a fellow member of the Boston media asked Bill Belichick at the podium if he would take a selfie with them, and he, obviously Belichick denied.
I wasn't there for that. They had it simultaneously going on with the Patriots players availability, but I did see the clip online, and yes, very, very cringeworthy, and you know, that's not indicative of who we are as the Boston media, but you know, I guess that was more for a media night thing as opposed to an actual formal press conference. Maybe it would have been a little bit better the night before, but I guess we're moving on.
Moving on to Cincinnati. Moving on to L.A.
Cincinnati. Yes.
You've learned well from Bill. Ryan, you know, we start talking about who has to be the MVP for the Rams to win, and I think you can come up with a lot of different answers. When it comes to the Patriots, well, if they win, it's going to be Tom, right? And even as you start talking about different players, well, Tom has to throw him the ball for that to happen. It just seems like so much of their fate rests in his hands.
Absolutely. I mean, I will say that I think there's going to be more of a running emphasis in this game than past Super Bowls. But still, I mean, I think that you could just look in the Chiefs game. I mean, they started out running the ball almost every single play in the first quarter. But then when you look at it, when the game mattered, they're putting the ball in Tom Brady's hands. And that's sort of just how things always go with this team. And you're obviously, you know, when you're in a clutch situation, you're going to want the ball in number 12's hands and have him make a play. That's a good point. It's really hard to imagine any other player on the Patriots winning an MVP besides him, unless, you know, Sony Michel gets two or three rushing touchdowns, or maybe Edelman catches, you know, a touchdown and 200 yards receiving. But it's really hard to imagine, you know, an MVP on the Patriots other than Brady.
You know, Ryan, I think outside of Boston, sometimes people forget that Josh Gordon was such a big part of this passing game for so long. And since his suspension December 20th, things have changed. But he caught 40 passes for 720 yards, three touchdowns, and was one of those guys that you had to kind of game plan for, and you couldn't let him beat you with one big explosive play. And since that point, you mentioned Edelman. Everybody knows about him. Gronk has created mismatches. James White has been more involved. But how remarkable is that, that they've been able to recover as quickly as they have? And have they done anything differently with the absence of Gordon since December 20th?
It's a really good point, and sort of what we talked about yesterday, where it's like the MVP of this team has been the offensive line and the running game. That's what they've sort of done. They haven't really, it's not like they've, you know, made Chris Hogan and Philip Dorsett more involved in the offense, really. They've just ran the ball more, and they've done that in creative ways. They ran a lot of jet sweeps with Dorsett and Cordarrelle Patterson, so they're doing different ways. And it just comes back to Josh McDaniels, you know, working with what he has. And I think that just speaks to just how good of a coordinator he is, where, you know, he can be successful with so many different things. Like, he can work with Josh Gordon and have his presence, but also he can work without him and do things differently in that sense to make the Patriots offense still click, even though you don't have a guy that was getting targeted, you know, 6, 7, 8 times. He's just finding different ways to get more guys involved. And that just speaks to just how good of a coordinator he really is.
When you look at the penchant to shut down one aspect of the opponent, really a remarkable feat. Also, one of the other signatures for Belichick is, and I don't know, Ernie Adams might be involved in it, whatever it might be. They tend to go back and find something that they've done before. I think they ran a play they hadn't run in 10 years in one of the games there. Are we expecting any? I like that you say run oriented, because that's what's been successful for him. Are we expecting any surprises from New England?
I would, and I think it actually came out before the AFC title game that they actually put 8 new plays in at the team hotel the day of the game. Like, Josh McDaniels is always watching film. He's always trying to find new ways to you know, beat the opponent. And he found something on tape the Saturday before the game. He called the offense into a meeting room Sunday morning, and he drew up 8 plays. And one of the plays was actually one that was called on the game-winning touchdown drive. So it really just shows that they're always constantly working, finding, you know, new plays, new ways to run things. And they sort of always seem to save a play or two for the playoffs, whether it's a double pass or something along those lines. They always have something in their back pocket. And so I would not be surprised at all if we see some plays that we haven't seen before, maybe a trick play or two, because we haven't seen anyone so far in the playoffs.
Ryan Belichick was asked yesterday about Matt Patricia from a Detroit reporter. He gave a pretty standard answer. But I wondered if you've been there a couple days now, if you've heard anything about what's maybe next in terms of the defensive coordinator position, because Brian Flores is moving on to Miami. We've heard speculation about Brett Bielema, about maybe Greg Schiano stepping in and on that staff. Have you heard anything in regard to that opening?
Yeah, both names have been mentioned. I'm hearing more of the Schiano is probably the likely candidate. I think that, you know, his relationship with Belichick goes back a long ways. He's worked with a couple of players on the team at Rutgers, so he sort of knows the Patriots culture, so to speak. I think it would go against the way that he usually does things. Belichick usually likes to promote from within, so Bielema would probably be the guy that would fall under that category because he's been here for this year. But I just think that Greg Schiano is more of a talent, so to speak, and he knows the system, and he's a better fit for the Patriots than Belichick to run the defense. And I don't even know necessarily that he'd get the official defensive coordinator title. I think it would probably be something similar to what we have this year, where maybe Schiano calls the plays but doesn't have the title. It's really, Belichick's not afraid to go into a year without an official defensive coordinator. But if I had to guess right now, it'd be Greg Schiano.
Ryan, we know everybody when they win the coin flip, and it's a very glorious and wondrous moment, the coin flip. They got the commemorative coin. What will the Patriots do? If they win the coin flip, they keep the ball, right? And if you were the Rams, shouldn't you take the ball because you know they want it?
I would agree with that 100%. That was one of the things going into the Chargers game where you looked at it, whereas if they won the toss, they were going to take the ball to sort of control the tempo and set the tone for the game. And that's what they did against the Chargers. Then against the Chiefs, actually won the toss. Yep. They deferred to the second half. And then you look what happened. The Patriots had that 8-minute drive that totally set the tone for the game. You know, took up half the clock, went up 7-0, and that was really a kick in the Chiefs' butt right off the bat. And, you know, that was pretty self-inflicted. If I'm the Chiefs, you're taking the ball in these playoff games to set the tone. It really is important to set the tone in these games. So I do think whoever wins the toss should take the ball and try to set that tone.
Yeah, that's interesting strategy for the Super Bowl.
Well, I think New England is really a ball control offense now, right? I mean, it's fair to say, Ryan.
It worked last time out as well as it ever has.
And they want to get the ball, and they want to take the 8 minutes off the clock, and they want to put together a drive, and they want to
take a lead.
Yes, and I think especially with a high-powered offense.
Agreed. And the thing that, you know, always got mentioned with the Patriots is that, you know, double score thing where they'd score at the end of the first half and get the ball to start the second half. They didn't have that happen once this year. So that's sort of been a thing in the past, I guess. Everybody refers to, you know, they're so good at the double score. They didn't do that at all this year. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, they're a bad team because of it, but that hasn't really been part of their season this year. So they are, I think, in my mind, better off taking the ball and establishing the tempo from the beginning, whereas, you know, in the past they might defer and try to get that double score.
It's just like an overtime game against Kansas City. The coin flip determines the game. Oh, come on.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.
Ryan, thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, pal. That's Ryan Hannibal.
You know, that last stat.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, because if they haven't had the double score situation all year, where you get the ball at the end of the first half and then you get it back and you score twice. See, the Patriots are you know, creatures of habit, and they follow trends, and I think that's a smart trend to follow, maybe.
Okay, so let's say the Rams.
But it's counterintuitive, isn't it?
Well, it's just different than everything that's going on. It's not counterintuitive because it's what they've done. They actually took the ball against the Chargers in order to score an e-clock, and then they did the same thing. Well, they got deferred in the second game.
That's the wrong word. It's unconventional for a team
It's crazy now, but let me say this to you. If the Rams win the coin flip and take the ball, I think the Patriots will score at the end of the half and then have the ball again. You know, I just think it's so Patriots turn that on.
That would be the time when they do it.
Just like the one time they did it all
would
year.
Be the Super Bowl.
Damn it, it's the Super Bowl and they got that done.
That's funny.
That's kind of how weird that team is. Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick moment and we'll bring in Dan and Connor. I'm pretty certain, if I'm not mistaken,
they made it in.
And I'm almost positive that Dan parked in the building. We'll get to the bottom of that one. Can't wait to find out if Mitch picked up his parking tab and if that's what. Okay, it's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is mop. M-O-P, mop. Strange keyword. Text the word mop to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is mop. No one is going to mop the floor with anyone in the Super Bowl. Work on that sentence. Text that word mop to 72881 and one randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Coach, WAF Boston. It's a kind of a unique question with Great. The social media. Could I come up there and take a selfie with you, Coach? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that later, all right?
Is it maybe if I just got in front of the podium and you waved?
Next question.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
That moment when you realize the last 30 seconds of the half always seem to take as long as the first 30 minutes. And you're hungry. It's time for McDelivery from McDonald's.
Hosting the big game at your house? Ordering some crowd-pleasing favorites like McDonald's fries, buttermilk crispy tenders, and chicken McNuggets with McDelivery on the Uber Eats app. Prices and participation may vary. Delivery prices may be higher than at restaurants. Booking fee applies. See the Uber Eats app for details.
Fees and real estate donations.
So how's that resolution to lose weight and get fit going for you? Well, if you're still on the fence about it, you're in luck because Planet Fitness just extended the great offer of $1 down, $10 a month with no commitment until January 31st. You want this year to be different, right? Well, it will be because there's Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness is a 24-hour judgment-free zone where it's $1 down, $10 a month to join with no commitment or contract. Let's put this on repeat. No commitment, no contract. You can do that. And when Planet Fitness says judgment-free, they mean it. Go there. Walk around. Ask questions or not. Work out for an hour and a half, half an hour, whatever. Go at your own pace. Go at the pace of an elite athlete. No one's judging you. If you need advice, trainers are there for help. Planet Fitness offers new equipment, clean spaces, fitness training, and more. Convenient locations open 24/7 most days of the year. Stop saying tomorrow. Do it today. Get down with your judgment-free self and join Planet Fitness for $1 down, $10 a month. No commitment, new equipment, clean spaces, fitness training, and more. Hurry! Offer expires January.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you with the rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200 square foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down payment on a fixed rate loan, my human realized a new home was within reach. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 399801.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nothing heats up a winter day like McDonald's six-piece chicken McNuggets. Crispy and golden. They're the perfect snack to spice up the winter for only $2. And now, there's a new choice for chicken. McDonald's $2 Jalapeno McChicken. It's the fiery limited-time item here to heat up the winter. Get each for only $2 today. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Let's say you just